trying and start.
For the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened and thus is obstructing our ability to deal effectively with the global political turmoil that this awakening is generating.
So back in October, a group of us shut down and occupied EDF's West Burton gas-fired power station for a week. We saved nearly 20,000 tonnes of carbon.
We need to stop complying and start defying.
This is Dark City Radio.
One of the most concerning things about this is that the police seem to have been talking directly with EDF, actually helping them to sue us.
This is Dark City Radio.
East Sussex County Council then came up with a scheme of a link road.
I am eager to hear what you've done, how you've got there, how these backhanded. Well, I don't know whether there is a conspiracy or the left hand really doesn't know what the right hand is doing within our council offices,
This is Dark City Radio.
They didn't have the proper licences in place to cut the hedgerows down or to take the stumps of the trees out. Public inquiry was, in my opinion, rigged. There was protesters in the trees.
If you lower yourself to the level of violence, then the strongest person wins.
And this whole state is controlled by a body of words created by the government, statutes and acts. We're police by consent. And that means statutes and acts require our consent to be given the force of law.
There's so many corrupt angles going on from this, it's unbelievable, it really is. East Sussex County Council are just bullying through.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Resistance News, and I'm commonly called Bob Earthwise. Welcome to your new show, where you can netcast to all about your actions of resistance. And we are here every week on Dark City Radio. DAs, or direct actions, drive progress. And whether it be from Rosa Parks on an Alabama bus to the tank man in Tiananmen Square, these are the people that have affected real societal change.
We don't need someone to come along and tell us how to live in our community. We've got to make a peaceful, honest, honourable stand to the best of our ability to stop this going on.
And now, please welcome the Dark City Radio Resistance News Crew.
We've got Chris back in the room. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Bob, yourself?
Yeah, good. And we've got Paul. How you doing, Paul?
I'm all right. Now I've turned off all your bits. You got a bit of music over you there. It didn't stop as quick as I thought. But, hey, it sounded good, Bob. I'm doing all right, mate. I'm doing all right.
Cool. Well, if anybody out there wants to join us on any of the items that we're going to be talking about, please do. Skype, it's Bob's Backyard, and if you're in the UK, it's landline 0161 298 0298. If you're outside the UK, it's 0044 161 298 0298. So feel free, it's your new show. Okay, well, where do we start? Margaret Thatcher, I guess, is probably the biggest news story of the week, for several reasons. A friend of mine, a good friend of mine actually, has been pilloried by the lamestream media prostitutes. This is a new phrase that's come into being this week. So bear that in mind, it's lamestream media prostitutes. A number of years ago, she started a Margaret Thatcher is Dead party group on Facebook, probably 3 years ago, maybe even longer. And all as it was for people to share any ideas they had about celebrating the departing of Margaret Thatcher, because quite frankly, she was demonic. She dealt several blows to my life with her policies and countless millions of others. I don't know whether Chris or Paul, you've had any first-hand difficulties because of this woman.
She took my milk away, mate.
Well, if that's all, I mean, she did mine as well.
I was an apprentice engineer at Ashton Jig and Tool. My father had been an engineer toolmaker. And, I went through that apprenticeship, engineering, safest thing you could possibly have. You know, might not have been the best paid job, good pay. But set you up for life, Bob. Apprenticeship, engineering, bench toolmaker. And Margaret came along. It wasn't too long before we all know the manufacturing industry now in the UK is virtually gone. Yeah. So, you could say she took away my apprenticeship. I mean, I don't blame her for it, of course.
I'm sure she didn't single you out and say, hey, look, I'm going to do Paul right in here. But, you know, her policies affected millions of people. You know, I mean, I was affected in a number of ways, apart from the milk. She announced, or got her treasury to announce, that they were going to do away with people that weren't married each getting tax relief against the mortgage. Only they gave it a year's announcement before they were going to do it, which made a massive bubble in the property market. And of course, as soon as their policy came in, that you could only claim as a married couple rather than as two unmarried people, the bubble burst. And suddenly, you know, £20,000-£30,000, which was about certainly 30% of the value of property, just fell away overnight. You know, it's just unbelievable, which consequently caused another recession. But yeah, I mean, it was just horrific. You know, the whole 3 terms that we had of her, and then one of the inept John Major to follow.
Took away my Stonehenge, Bob.
Sorry?
She took away my Stonehenge after she did the used the SPG to hit the miners, and then she went and beat up on the peace convoy at the bean field, man. So, you know, I took away that out of my life. Got to admit, mate. I mean, can't blame anybody but Thatcher for that, I suppose.
Well, pretty much all events have been licensed ever since, haven't they? In one way or another.
Yeah, there's a few, but there's never been anything to compare with that, has there?
No, absolutely not. You know, and I have every heartfelt thank you for people that are celebrating her death, to be quite honest. But the way the Daily Mail, the Sun, the Telegraph has depicted my friend is unbelievable. You know, for a start, they are stating that she started the Facebook group after Thatcher had died, which is, you know, they can check that really easily. It's, you know, not difficult. They've lifted loads of her photographs from her profile and splashed them right across the media. And they just painted her in a really, really bad light. And it was just a point of contact for people that did want to celebrate it. And now she's evidently masterminded them all. And you hear about the mainstream media vilifying people regularly, but when it's somebody you know and you can actually see the lies, it makes you wonder about everything else you read. So, the Daily Mail and the Sun and the Telegraph and any others that have cottoned on. I think it was the Times ran an article as well, and they all just copied off each other and added their own embellishment at the end. She was saying that very few of the mainstream media had actually spoken to her, yet all these articles came out quoting the same things but with embellishments depending on what newspaper it was. And at the end of the day, you know, if people feel like that, if the nation feels like that, then that's the way it is. You know, I mean, it's people don't do these sort of things lightly. They have to have been hurt in one way or another. And, you know, the supporters of Thatcher, if there are any, just need to suck it up, don't they, really? Have either of you got any party plans?
Well, for me, Bob, it's a dead old lady now. That's all she is. Just a dead old lady, you know? I mean, if I was going to have a party, I mean, I might as well party for some old lady who died down the street. Or, you know, old lady die every day. What's the fuss, you know? I mean, all right, 25, 35 years ago, yeah, I was rather right with you, man. If I knew what I knew now, then, car, different, completely different. But to me,
I think that it's possibly another form of mourning for people, that when they can celebrate this, they can actually unburden themselves from the trauma that they'd suffered at the hands of her government, hers and her government's policies.
You may be right. Maybe they are mourning the loss of Britain's engineering or manufacturing industry. But maybe that is exactly the case, Bob. Could be. But again, it'd be 20, 30 years too late.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe everyone should have done it when she was alive, but it didn't have the same ring, did it, really? And I guess she won't actually hear it. It's all gone quiet. Have I gone?
No. You're right. A funeral, if I ever have to go to funerals, I always go around me giving people hugs and telling them I love them. You know, they're livid. I'm not too bothered about the person who's dead, because the odds are, if I've been to a funeral, I've already held them and told them that. They already know that about me, so I ain't got no issue with them. You know, it's the living I've got issues with a lot of the time. And you know, someday it'll be me lying in that box, and whatever people think of me, they'll know I've told them that. There's no need to be crying then, it's too late. Fucking tell your brothers and sisters you love them now and do something to prove it. Don't hide away, don't be fearful of it. What's the worst thing could happen? You know, what is the worst thing? They might not be tomorrow. You know, we might not make it, Bob. Today could be the last day. So make sure everybody knows. Live every day like your last. That's what I say. Stops me living in the past, Bob, you know.
Well, yeah. And the other thing that it's made me think of is that, you know, when my time comes, I hope everyone does party. I wouldn't want it any other way.
We will, Bob.
So, cool. It's just funny how it's all been really badly twisted up by the media. So it makes me wonder what's slipping through, to be honest. You know, what news is not being reported.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other interesting development, which has made me think a little bit, of course, is the top 10, isn't it? where people have downloaded Disney's Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong of Which He's Dead, and causing it, I think when it was checked earlier today, that song is now at number 2 in the downloads chart, number 1 in several of the other charts that are around, and of course, you know, the BBC should play it. It's, I can't remember who sung it. I think it's Julie Garland who sings the song. It's Nobody Notorious. And the BBC evidently have said they will play 5 seconds of it. So they can't, they're not being seen as censoring, but they're not being seen as supportive. I mean, I can't see a more ridiculous sitting on the fence option. You either play it or you don't. I mean, 5 seconds, you might as well play it, mightn't you?
I suppose they might be waiting for a will to go through, Bob, to find out who gets all the you know, the freeze-dried dead babies and stuff that she's been hiding all over the country. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Thatcher is dead, and long live the Thatcherwocky, the monsters that she created. Or co-created. Yeah, I don't think you can blame one individual for the state of the country or what politicians are actually doing. The words from V from Vendetta jump into my mind. You know, if you want somebody to blame, don't look any further than the mirror.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I totally agree, but that doesn't mean that harm wasn't caused by this individual.
I like the way Lady Thatcher's biographer Charles Moore he says Thatcher was more like Dorothy, not the Wicked Witch. I don't think she was like Dorothy.
I tell you what, that Bin Laden's got to be, hasn't he, already? You know, they've killed him. Is he 12 times now? Hasn't he just been killed again by somebody else somewhere else? God, is that
bloke in a cave with a laptop?
Yeah, he poos in a bucket. He poos in a bucket on a laptop via a Wi-Fi connection. He orchestrated 9/11, apparently. I mean, come on, half of the time we can't orchestrate a leading radio station through a Wi-Fi connection, can we? Apparently, you know, if he did orchestrate it from caves out in the middle of nowhere, then he used a satellite phone connection to actually, you know, orchestrate his access of evil, which is actually owned by the CIA. So they actually, whether they like it or not, did, whichever story you follow, they did actually give him the capabilities, you know, by renting it out. I think you've got a caller.
Ah.
Yo, what's up? Oh, shit, we got a six-way conversation here.
You're live on air.
Some bitch.
You're live on air on Bob Earthwise's Resistance News.
How you doing, caller?
Caller, or future host. How you doing? What's up?
I'm
just got done my podcast.
You're on the radio live.
I know.
Right, just mute up for us, Fox. You've come on right in the middle of a live show, mate.
Yeah. You want me to hang up?
Well, just mute. You can join in if you like. Bob won't mind, but... Oh, and we just lost Bob. There we go.
Oh, man, my bad.
So just mute up for us, Fox, if you can. Cheers, mate. Chris, right, Thatcher era, I do believe.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe she did me a favour by depriving me of the milk with the crap that we see that's in the milk lately.
You know, you might have a point there, Ro. You might have a point. I'm just looking through a bit of the news on this about people are out in the streets and they're rejoiced Thatcher is dead and... Just people burning the flags of the communist red regime.
To be honest, I won't be giving it much attention, really, either way. I don't intend giving it any energy, putting any focus on it.
I've got to kind of agree. This is... just let me get Fox. Fox, switch your webcam off for us, mate. Switch your webcam off, bro. Thank you. What was I going to say? Yeah, this is about all the attention it's going to get. So you've got, I'm just scrolling down this major, where is it? Mail Online, and you know, it's terrible, there's the hatred and all that, and you know, blah, blah, blah. and there's a video, Brixton Maggie's death party. And yeah, meanwhile, drama teacher, that's it. You with me?
Well, that's Bob's friend.
Yeah, meanwhile, back at the camp, you know, anti-terror parties. You don't have to scratch below the surface to, you know.
Well, the thing about the teacher bit is totally wrong, because she hasn't been a teacher for 20 years.
Yeah, but she's hot. She's hot, Bob. She's
well,
a
that's
teacher.
The other, that's the
she's...
other thing. They bring up, you know, personal information about, you know, breast implants and things like that. I mean, what the hell's that got to do with anything?
Well, look, listen, no disrespect, you know, but if this lady looked like me or you, Bob, she wouldn't be getting the, you know, it's good news for her, isn't it? Oh, let's pick on this person and beat on her. Why are we going to beat on this woman? Because they were too stupid to wake up 20 years ago and realise that the, you know, it's another Jimmy Savile. Oh, it's terrible. He's dead. It's too late.
That's the other faux pas that happened this week as well. Was I think it was NBC, when Thatcher died, showed a picture of her with Savile at a NSPCC event. So that's all kind of weird.
It don't surprise me. You know, I don't know if Margaret Thatcher was involved with Jimmy Savile stuff or any of that. I mean, I ain't got time to go and look at it and research it, mate. But, you know, like...
No, the other weird thing about Ding Dong the Witch is Dead song, I mean, any royalties for that go to Disney. So, and, you know, that's another not good corporation. So people have been downloading this thing, and, you know, Disney's going, thank you very much. I don't get that sort of protest, really. It's not been thought about unless Disney started it.
Well, yeah, that'd be a good money. Get your record banned by the BBC. You're sure to get it sold. That's a common one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I must admit, I did search for another version of it rather than the Disney one, because it's in the normal Disney production and it's, you know, quite horrible to listen to be quite honest.
But you do know that Dark City Radio is a subsidiary of Dark City Disney, don't you? I mean, make sure that people know. If you actually type darkcity.com and then you'll go to our parent website, which is of course Disney.
We get to call you Pluto now instead of Paul.
Yeah, you call me whatever you like, man. On the amount of money Disney Corporation are paying me to set up this, you know, you call me whatever you want. I really don't mind. I just thought I'd put that out there for all the truthers before they actually doesn't type radio behind it. Dark City Radio. So, yeah, my point here, Bob, is we can join dots, can't we? They can join dots together, and if you take all the sacred sites around New York and you join all the dots together, it does actually make Donald Duck. Is it? Or is it Mickey Mouse?
So no, it's Mickey Mouse.
It's Mickey Mouse, isn't it? Of course you can get a five-pointed star and an octagon and several other shapes from it, many shapes from it. So, yeah, they can join the dots, and, why would they throw this one in particular lady? You know, where...
Well, to be fair, there is a guy as well who was also a teacher, but he resigned his job in February. And they tried to blame him for the Brixton bit. Evidently, he was the organiser of the Brixton party. Yes. So, it's just...
Well, I think, Bob, what we should do is we should now listen to the mail online here and the other media streams, and we should go and rout out all these teacher haters. Obviously, these teachers are coercing our children in our schools now and trying to get them to stand up for what's right and just. Hang on a minute, that doesn't sound quite right, I'm sorry.
That's the slant on it, though, isn't it? That these people are teaching kids, you know, to be, what, domestic extremists is the catchphrase.
Yeah, it's the teacher's fault, Bob. You know, these children live in the most technologically advanced time that our race has ever known. The minds are being filled with video games, advertisement, 26-inch plasma television, and they can connect up around the world from their own bedrooms. And they're bored when they go to school. Now, this is, of course, the teacher's fault, because given the aid of a piece of chalk and, I don't think, can you call them blackboards now? I'm going to call it a blackboard.
They're whiteboards now.
Right, yeah, well, all right, then they use a black felt to white on a whiteboard, and they use white chalk to write on a blackboard. I don't care which stupid colour prejudice group you come from. Black on white or white on black, it's all the same for me. And you know, that's what they're armed with. There you go, now, sit there, pay attention. They've got a mobile phone in the pocket, that can give them more information than a school can. So, yeah, we're going to blame the teachers.
I think all the classrooms now have widescreen monitors, don't they? And
it's all interactive whiteboards.
I can't say too much about that, really, I suppose.
They link up to a laptop on the teacher's desk, and it goes through a projector onto a big screen.
Well, I actually worked in the integration of IT into the national curriculum, so, you know, dear me, whoops. So Thatcher's Wizard of Oz.
But yeah, it's interesting, the Wizard of Oz, that there's lots of symbology towards what's going on. You know, the yellow brick road is supposedly gold. And the individuals, I can't remember, I think the Tin Man was industry, and the Scarecrow's the Straw Man, and the Lion must be the bankers or something like that.
And then the old man at the end, the Wizard of Oz, is pulling back the curtain and showing the levers and the bells and whistles of the machine.
I actually prefer the adaptation of Scooby-Doo. I think Scooby-Doo's a much better. You can. It's much simpler. It's not as complex. You know, there's a bunch of kids. And
if it wasn't for us pesky kids, they would have got away with it, wouldn't they?
Oh, of course they would. You know, so the gang of pesky kids in the hooped up, souped up Lovemobile, they turn up there, different. You know, different walks of life, different characters. They turn up and they get the ghoul, they get the ghost, they get the monster, they get the demon, and it turns out to be Mr. Blackwell from the bank. Every time. I love that. It's just, you know, Scooby-Doo Doomsday, isn't it? I think we should do the Scooby-Doo Doomsday week. Yeah. Oh, the number of times we've been told it's all going to end next Wednesday. Oh, look.
Well, I remember the last apocalypse, and, you know, to quote the two old guys that are in Sesame Street, the ones that sit in the little box, it's got to be the worst apocalypse I've ever lived through.
Puppet show.
Anyway, I guess on that note, because I couldn't find really easily and nicely listenable to Ding Dong the Witchy's Dead. I couldn't find a good version.
Without getting sued by Disney.
Well, I don't know. You know, bring it on. It's good publicity, isn't it? As they say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you guys will all like this, and we'll come back at the other end of it. Speak to you all in a bit.
been listening to lies all my life. Time to turn off that road. Join the side of justice, free from remote control. Radio independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. Selling the information, patenting the ideas, controlling communication, persuading us that we're free. Radio independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. If you don't want to wear a barcode, you don't want your jeans on file. If you don't want the voice of America, you've got to retune the dial. To Radio Independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. Radio Independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. When at last the people are free to be who we want to be, we'll take away all our pain and we'll go dancing in the rain.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed those two bits of music. First up, on the second half, I had a little phone call from a good friend of mine during the week, and he wanted to try a little experiment. And I'd like to welcome Hamish onto the show, who is the good friend in question. How are you doing, Hamish?
Hi, Bob. Hi, everyone. Doing really well.
As we all know, Skype has been bought out by Microsoft and they now record a lot of it, which of course has upset quite a number of people in the computing community, of which I'm one, and I guess you are too, Hamish.
Yeah, I must admit I was a little unnerved when Skype was bought out. I think they patented some kind of tapping or spook system about 6 months before they bought it, which unnerved a lot of people too.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, which, you know, it all goes straight over to who, the NSA, I guess, being as Microsoft is an American company and they're under the Patriot Act, they have to do that. But interestingly, the little experiment was, what, an open source video and voice over internet?
Yeah, I wanted to try out a technology, an up-and-coming technology called WebRTC. And you can find out about this if you just Google for demo WebRTC or for WebRTC. It stands for real-time communication. And it looks like it's going to unlock a lot of potential for us in communication terms. It gives the browser direct access to media devices with permission. It seems to be very powerful. So, yeah, what we had to do, I had to teach you through.
I did have to upgrade my browser, though, didn't I?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I use a pretty up-to-date version of Linux, but I couldn't get. I had to change my repositories to get the latest version of Aurora Firefox, or you can use Chrome. But I found the most success was when I went straight to the Mozilla website and I downloaded the latest experimental version. And of course, that's not for everybody because you might lose some plugin functionality or things might break or whatever. But generally, it'll probably be all right. You've got to be a little bit IT savvy to do it.
Yeah, and I mean it's still early days on this function.
Yeah,
but the potential is just unbelievable. I mean that just that little experiment to me.
Well, let's see what happened.
Yeah. I remember the first time that I modemed into somebody else's computer before there was internet, and it felt like that.
So, Bob, can you put this into layman's terms for us? For us, thickies, what the ramifications of this are?
Well, what it is using the browser. In which case, I've now got Aurora, which is experimental Firefox, and using that, which I think it's because it runs on HTML5. Am I right there, Hamish?
I honestly haven't looked into it enough to know. I think it's got some extra libraries in it.
Okay. Anyway, in the browser, it then activates the camera and the microphone, like Skype does. And through the browser, you can do exactly what you do in Skype.
So this could be a replacement for Skype?
I think it very much would be, yeah. I mean, presumably, Hamish, you know about the possibilities of recording it and stuff.
I don't. Apparently, it's quite complicated underneath. But the end result is that you can give out URLs that give access to your computer's media devices. So that gives us a lot of potential for lots of different things. As I say, Google for demo WebRTC, and you'll find a few experiments which you can try out for yourself. The actual website is, shall I give that out? Is apprtc.appspot.com. And or when you get there, you just get a your own number for your own chat room, and two people can enter that chat room. And the way you do that is you give the other person the URL or the number, which is the /?r equals, then there's a number, and it initiates a chat. You don't... As the development continues, I mean, the problem is the standards haven't finalized yet. So there's obviously going to be a bit of bun fight between those that want to make money and those that want to open up the internet. But with a bit of luck, they'll settle down, and this year we'll start seeing some real progress with compatibility of this. There's a YouTube demo of Chrome and Firefox having a conversation in that way, which is really exciting. But you don't just have to use it just for that. You can just take pictures with it and upload them to a website for your profile. You could just have the microphone elements working, so you could cut out the video. It's got lots of applications, and we're just beginning to unlock them.
No, it was brilliant. I'm so glad that you came on to explain it.
Well, the funny thing was that the quality of the call, even though it had big video and the audio, the quality was better than the Skype conversation we had afterwards, which was just audio. I mean, all right, the WebRTC doesn't have the echo cancelling out yet, but the actual the quality seemed a lot better to me. How about you?
No, I was totally impressed with it. You know, for something that, I mean, how long's a bit of string, but how long have you known about it?
I've known about it for quite a few months. I just hadn't got around to finding somebody to upgrade their Firefox and have the time to actually test it out.
Guinea pig.
Can I ask you?
I'm sorry. But I thought you'd be interested, and I was right.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask a question here? Yeah, thanks, Bob. Is it capable of conferencing?
I believe it is, yes.
Right, that was a question we'd had a few times because, you know, we were trying to get as free as you can in this world, Hamish. As free as you can in this world, you see. That's what we were trying to do with Dark City Radio. Now, free means many different things to many different people. But yeah, this we do currently use Skype. But that's because we have to in this world at the moment. With people actually using it, and we want to encourage people to come and learn new things. Sometimes we have to use the old devices. So yeah, I know Dan's ears pricked up at it, and that was the issue we had. If it'll conference, then my next question is, why aren't we using it already?
Well, it's the balance, isn't it? It's the balance between usability and how much effort does the user have to put in to get the results. And at the moment, I personally think it's too much work because you've got to install the latest version of Firefox, which isn't stable. But I would hope very much to work with Dan perhaps and build, you know, help build a demo site where we could start testing this stuff out. Within the year, I'd expect us to be able to use it.
Well, I would expect us to be using it by the end of this month. My idea was, you see, because if we want a free server, okay, we want a free radio server, and we've got to use Skype, then we will take the Skype off the server, we'll put VoIP on it, we'll connect it to another computer via audio in and audio out, we don't need VoIP on it, we'll put VoIP onto a Windows-based platform machine with Skype running on it, and connect the two to the server with audio. So that simple to do, and then we can use as many platforms as we can possibly get to work together to bring them onto one computer, and whatever sound is heard on there will be patched through by the audio. So we want to be able to make all of them available, and if people are getting a better sound quality, as you say, on the new, then they'll do it. We'll do it, especially if they can do it for nothing. And that's got to encourage people to do that little bit of extra work that can be needed sometime, maybe.
Well, that's really inspiring. I just wanted to go back on that thing you said about the word free, and it's something of a specialist subject of mine. And in this country, the word free means free as in beer, as in, and free as in liberty. Was that what you're trying to get to?
Well, somebody's paying for it somewhere. But I consider the value of things to be in time and money, and I know time to be a constant, so you can't really value it. It's with you, and it's with you. So the only real value to me is the amount of energy we put into things, and I'm aware of the amount of collective energy around the world that has been put into open source platforms and everything else that sits on top of it. Often they're thinking divergently. I'm one of the few that remain divergent in my thinking after the educational system. So I think it needs a platform, just like anything else. This is energy. It's artwork. It is. It creates an emotional reaction in others. It creates pleasure. It creates frustration, drama and intrigue, adventure. That is art. So to me, it is another form of art that, as a gallery owner, if you excuse the pun, because I'm not an owner, but that's my job, I've opened up a gallery, and it needs to be given room on the wall to be displayed as equally and as adequately as anything else. So we've got to, for me, this war on Microsoft, or the operating system, it's a bit like blaming a child for the father's mistakes. It really is. I don't agree with corporate control. I'm far from it. Far from it. But they are there, and they do need us to give them a way out. I see that the world we can create quite easily, we can accommodate them. We can accommodate everyone. I wish at times that they'd be able to do the same.
Well, I think what I find quite exciting about it is that because there is this thing about the amount of obscene profits that Microsoft make, that the open source community when something objectionable or distasteful happens via Microsoft, they go ahead and develop something that works, and often it will work better than what it's there to replace. So yeah, it's only a good thing, isn't it, really?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think so. I'd say it's a good thing. Definitely. Gives it, you know, we've been looking for it, and here it is.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of other things that I want to cover before we have to finish. I was reading this week that the world's first genetically modified human babies were born, which was kind of a scary thing. And evidently 20 have been born in the States, and they carry the DNA from three people, two women and a man. So, yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it, things like that. And, you know, what happens when they have children? You know, because their children will then carry DNA from five people. So I don't know whether you guys have got any views on that. Well, it opens up the possibility of, you know, building a master race, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does actually say in that article. Selective genes and selective traits.
I mean, they're sort of saying, oh, well, it definitely can't happen here. But if it's happening somewhere on the planet, anyone from anywhere else can participate in it, assuming they've got the...
You know, Bob, you know, in 20 years' time, when you pick up that little beauty in the pub and she takes you home, how would you know that she or he hasn't got four mums, three dads and a granny all rolled into one? How would you know?
Let's hope there is no way of knowing and there is no effects.
In 20 years' time, I'll be approaching 80, so if that happens to me, I'll probably get a heart attack because it happened.
Not when they're growing 20-year-olds, Bob. By the time you're 80, man, you know, it won't matter. They'll just be... popping them out of the factory, you know, 18, 19-year-olds programmed to live... Oh, hang on a minute, they're doing that already. Never mind, Bob, that was last century.
That settles it. Definitely going to start the THC oil. Anyway, getting away from GM babies, there was a major win for ecologists in Australia this week, where the company Woodside had cancelled all their plans, which I think was something like $43 billion for an LPG plant right in the middle of a humpback whale nursery, which, you know, that beggars belief that they would want to do that, let alone get through right through all the planning. Anyway, they're evidently now going to use a Shell offshore platform some 400 kilometres out to sea. So, yeah, at least the humpback whales have kept their nursery. And that was, you know, a lot of that was, you know, think people, all the Australian ecologists and what have you, and of course Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. And that's been quite a big thing. So that's a good bit of news that's been won.
I think that's a really good story, Bob, regarding the whales and stuff. I really do. And more so, the leader of the campaign is actually called Bob. So you can't go wrong, can you?
This is true.
Bob, is that anything to do with the whale dreamers posse?
Whale dreamers?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Cool. And it was all tied up with Max Egan as well. He did a trip out there and has put his energy into, you know, getting these plans reversed. Because, it, I mean, it's ecocide, isn't it? There's no other word for it. You can't build something like that in the middle of a humpback whale nursery and expect the species to survive. You know, sometimes I wonder whether half these people running these corporations have got more than one brain cell.
Just beggars belief that these plans get so far.
That
even get off the ground.
Well, I'm sure they would have gone ahead with it had there not been the outcry that there was.
That's why
they just wouldn't have thought of the whales at all.
That one brain cell that the rich elite share, Bob. That's right, Chris. That's why they invented timeshare. They have to wait, you see, until the brain cell comes round, and then somebody says, that's ridiculous, and the brain cell says, that's ridiculous, and then they don't do it. But it takes a while, you know.
Well, talking of single brain cells, we're getting right near the end, and you'll all know if you're in the UK that we've recently had the opportunity to vote in a police and crimes commissioner. Well, our local one in Dorset, he was visiting an area of Bournemouth called Boscombe, which has the highest number of rehab centres anywhere. I mean, there's more in Boscombe than there is in the whole of London. And parked his car up in the multi-storey car park. This is, his name's Martin Underhill, by the way. Of course, now called Blunderhill, parked his car up in the multi-storey car park, got out, didn't bother winding the window up, and wondered why his sat-nav wasn't there when he came back. And he's the, commissioner for crime. How's that for a good story?
No common sense whatsoever, is there?
Apparently, his sat-nav is for sale on eBay, Bob.
In the comments box in the local paper, there were several people that had said that. How do they get it working?
Can we have the charger, Lee?
Well, that's about your time, Bob.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it tonight. I hope everyone else has. We'll be back, of course, next week. So have a great week. See you later.
Bob. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
They said we could not do it. They said it wasn't possible. But we did it. We created a free radio station to bring the people together and spread an alternative message from the mainstream. They tried to silence us. They tried to hack us. But we carried on. You cannot silence the truth. You cannot enslave freedom. You cannot stop a good idea. You cannot stop Dark City Radio. The crew is now bigger and stronger than ever before. We will not be kept off the airwaves. We will continue. This is not our radio. This is your radio. This is Dark City Radio.
This is your Dark City. This is your Dark City.
This is your Dark City.
This is your Dark City.
This is your Dark City.
This is your Dark City Radio.
Love.
Things, yes, lots and lots of different things. There's chat, there's music, diversity, an occasional argument, you know, for the warmongers. We need to have a little bit of war and argument for those people who just live in the fucking fear factory.
Take your